Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hey. We're in the middle of a discussion that we had, continuing from yesterday's share, where we had brought down, how do we know that an essay is Docha Lo Sasei? So we had a complicated series of drashos that worked out according to the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, that they had, that the words were extra, there was lafnuye, and therefore, as a result, it came to teach us that normally an ase is docha lo sase, and that's why we needed the pasuk of Aleha to come and tell us that that didn't apply in the case of the Yavama. She would not be permitted to her brother-in-law when she is also his wife's sister, achos ishto. So that was the whole derivation that we had from yesterday's shir, and now we're going to come up and we'll start again. We read this line yesterday, but we'll begin at the very top of Hayim and Aleph, that Tenach, this everything works out very well. L'tonah de'Rabbi Yishmael, to the base minister of Yishmael, they understood why we have an extra word, lafnuye, and therefore everything worked out well to teach us this drasha, that an essay is docha lo sase. However, according to the Rabbanon, where did the Rabbanon who disagreed with the Torah of the Rishmol, they didn't hold that there was an extra word in regards to the drasha of gedilim taseloch, juxtaposed to the lo silbash shatnes psukim, so there were no extra psukim, so therefore they couldn't use it to go and learn out essays docha lo sase. So where do these chachamim learn it from? Smor says that nafkaluhu, they learned it out from the following pasuk, which has the word merosh in it. This pasuk deals with the mitzora. Vayor bayom hashvi, on the seventh day in the tahara process of mitzora, yigalach his kol shiro, that mitzora has to go and shave off all of his hair. Es Rosho, the hair on his head, Yes Sukono, the hair on his beard, Yes Gabos Einov, the hair of his eyebrows, Yes Kolsaro, and all the hair on his body, Yigalach, he has to go and cut off. The Chiv says, we go to the Rechatzes Rabbah Mayim Vater. Then he goes to the mikvah, and he'll become Tohar. Now, it says here in the words of this Pasuk, Rosho. Why is Rosho necessary? You told me he has to cut off all his hair. That obviously includes Rosho. So, this opinion of the Chachamim says that this word Rosho was extra. The Tanya, within the Braisa. Rosho, ma Talmud Lomar. Why do I need the word Rosho? You told me, es kol siro. So therefore, that would include Rosho. So why was Rosho specifically mentioned? Because Lefisha, now, because we have another Pasuk that says, now the Girsa that we have is Lo Sakifu S, but the real Pasuk, Rav Yikra Yotes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, doesn't have the word S. Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roshchem. Don't cut off the corner of your head. What we call the Peis area, right by the ear. Now, this is a general prohibition for anybody. No man is allowed to go and cut off their, quote, peis. Again, some people have very long, curly peis. That's a hider that is not min hadin. Min hadin, you just aren't allowed to go cut it off totally. As long as you haven't cut it off totally, you're fulfilling the din of not cutting off your peis. Now, the pasuk says, lo sakifu is pas roshchem. So I might have thought, shomei ani af mitzorah kein, that this halacha applies even to a mitzorah, where there's an obligation to cut off all their hair, I would have said, yeah, except the parts that you're not allowed to cut off. That's why Talmud Lomar, that's why we need the pasuk to tell me Rosho, that here it tells me that an asay of the Mitzorah is coming to knock off the lo sasay of lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. And obviously, this Tana also holds, the author of this price of a kosavar, haitana, hakofas kol harosh, shmo hakofa. That when we say don't cut off your payas, it doesn't only mean just the payas and leaving everything else there. Even if you're cutting off everything else, it also means you're not allowed to cut off the payas as well. So that's a given. And therefore, this extra word rosho comes to tell me that the assay for a mitzorah to go and shave their head includes even this los assay. Esse doche los assay. Or questions that said, no, not necessarily so. Ikal mifrach. We could crumble this logical argument. We could break it apart. Ma lav da hakofa shekein lav shein reshava bakol. This lav that you cannot let it cut off your payas is not applicable to everybody. It's not what we call a lav sheshove bakol. It's a lav she'ein shove bakol. This is an interesting thing. Normally, all the mitzvahs lo sasei are obligatory upon both a man and a woman. There are three exceptions to this rule. One is not related to what we're learning right now, and that's Kohen's Tumah. Only a Kohen is forbidden to become Tumah to Tumas Meis, but the daughter of a Kohen or the wife of a Kohen is not forbidden to become Tumah to Tumas Meis. Okay, so that's the difference. So Lo Sasei, a male Kohen cannot become Tumah. A female Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, a wife of a Kohen is allowed to become Tumah. That's one. That's a separate lav that is not applicable by women like men. The other two are in terms of cutting off the payas of your head, the payas by the ear, by the temple, and also the payas of your beard, paz zekoncha. So these two lavim don't apply to women. All the other lavim Torah, you're not allowed to kidnap, you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to kill, etc. So all of these lavim apply equally to men and women. There's no such concept as a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. There's no such concept of mitzvah lo sasei shazman groma. So you're only not allowed to have chometz on Pesach. So women are allowed to have it because it's a mitzvah lo sasei shazman groma. No, all the lo sasei apply to men and women, but these three exceptions I just made, mentioned, the tumah by the Bats Kohen or the Ashes Kohen, that doesn't apply to women, it does apply to men, and the cutting off the peis and cutting off the paz zekoncha don't apply to women. So therefore, this is a lav, shein shava bakol. So therefore, one could question, can you learn out from here? Essays dochalosa say, maybe an essay is only dochalosa say, shein shava bakol. So one says, you're right. Therefore, we need it from the other word in the pasuk. It said only, not only rosho, it said, Igalach is called as Rosho Viez Zikono. It also said Zikono. So Ella, this Tan of the Bright said Asim is Zikono. He learns that from the extra word Zikono. We already said that you have to go cut off all the hair. Why did it have to mention Zikono as well? The Tanya, the Pasuk says Zikono, Matamalor. Why do you have to tell me Zikono? We already said Kol Soro. So again, Lefishin Emma, Rupaz Zikono Moy Galecho, because we already had the Pasuk. Now this Pasuk is in regards to a Kohen. Now the Tosus Yeshanim over here points out, the bottom Tosus Yeshanim, he says, V'hai din okat, hai kroa, dirsiv, this pasuk that we use, gabe kohanim, and he didn't take v'lo nokat, v'lo sashchis, espaz zikonecha, dirsiv gabe yisrael. So, bottom line is, the Tosus Yeshanim says, they're both exactly the same. And it just more specifically states it in regards to the Kohen, so therefore that's why we use this pasuk. But the same pasuk could have been used for the yisrael as well. It's teaching us one din. And that is that you're not allowed to go and cut off pa'as zikoncha. There's a regular prohibition against cutting off pa'az zikonam, lo yigalecho. And here I would have said, shumei ani av kohen mitzora kein. I would have said that a kohen's a mitzora, or Yisrael's mitzora, is forbidden to cut off the hair that's in their zakon, in their beard area. Ah, that's why it says, tamaloma zikono, the asei is docha de lo sase. The asei over here of cutting off the hair by a mitzora is docha de lo sase of pa'az zikonam lo yigalecho. Ah, and we have a rule that since we just said that we used the first pasuk Rosho to teach me that it's a davar she'en shava lakol, so now we wouldn't need another pasuk to teach me again a davar she'en shava lakol, so so therefore, if we don't need it to teach me twice the din that it, essay is docha losa say she'en shava bakol, so the second time, then we're allowed to use it to teach me an essay is docha losa say even if it's not shava lakol, because we have it a second time, and therefore the second time teaches me that it's docha, even an essay that is shove lakol. Ah, this is what a braisa tells me, that we know it's an essay is docha los essay. Ve'im eino inyan lalav, shein shove lakol, tenei inyan lalav, hashove bakol. That's what I just said, that since we don't need it to teach me the lav shein shove bakol, I use the word rosh for that, so the words are kano, even though it's a lav shein shove bakol, but I can now use it to teach me that an essay is docha los essay, even if it's shove lakol. Or still questions, it says, Vakati itzrich. No, I still need it over here, because I might have thought, Solkedaita chamina shani kohanim. This applies to kohanim, and therefore, maybe kohanim are different. In essays, docha losa say only in regards to kohanim. Hol, v'rivo ben akos of itzrich yiseris. Since there are many extra commandments that are written down for kohanim, so therefore, I would have said, afilu lav shein shavu bakol lodochi. So here, I needed a separate passage to tell me that even if it's a lav shein shavu bakol, it's not going to be dochi. And I might have thought that it would not be docha because of the fact that it's dealing with Kohanim. So koshma komash malon the dochi. So here I need it specifically to tell me about Kohanim a second time. Not only one time to tell me by all of Klal Yisrael, but the second time to tell me that this even applies, that an essay is docha los essay, even though it's not shavu l'kol, you need it specifically to tell me by Kohanim. So it's not free. And you can't say, neinu inyan l'lav, shein shavu l'kol, teneinu inyan l'lav, shavu l'kol. And we're back and stuck with before our original question. Where do we know, according to the Rabbanan, that an essay is docha los essay, that is shavu l'kol? Shmuel says, you're right. That can't be it. Ella Asya me Rosho the Hachtana. So we learn out the following Braisa that teaches us again from this word Rosho, the Tanya. The Pasuk tells me Rosho, Matam Lomba Ben Tzora, that he has to go shave off his hair on his head. It already said Kol Siyaro, Levishinema, because we have another Pasuk that tells me by a Nazir, Tar Lo Yavro Rosho, that a Nazir is not allowed to have a haircut. He's not allowed to have a razor go on his head. So I might have thought, Shomayani Ach Mitzora, who is the Nazir, a Mitzora who is a Nazir, came, that he would not be allowed to go and shave off, if he's a Mitzora, the hair on his head, because there's a prohibition against the Nazir in doing so. Ah, Talmud Lomar, that's what you need according to this drasha, this Braisa, Rosho, to come to teach me that the essay is Dochav Losa, say, even by a Nazir who's a Mitzora. But again, there weren't questions. It's Ikel Mifruk. We could still schluck this up. Mali Nazir Mitzora, Shekein Yeshlo B'Shela. This could be unique because you can always ask on your Naziris. A person could go and be Matir Neder. He took upon himself a vow, but he could go to the Chachamim and be Matir Neder. If only I'd known that this would have happened, then I wouldn't want to have been a Nazir. And then they can say Hutulach, Hutulach, Hutulach. So therefore, this is a unique situation. It can't be generalized as a Binyanav that all the time an essay is Docha Los Essay. So we're stuck again. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, if you don't hold like this, then this idea that normally an essay is not docha, an essay and a los essay together, it's only docha los essay, if this were to be correct, that you could in fact be docha with this essay of cutting off the Nazir Metzora's hair, if it was dochet, so then you could learn this out as a binyan after every place else, that an essay is docha, not only the los essay, but it's docha an essay with it as well, because here you have both an essay and a los essay. Because we have two psukim in Nazir. It says, Ta lo yavar al rosho, that's los essay. And then it says, Kadoshia gadel parasai rosho, that is a commandment that I say to go and be holy. So therefore, if this was in fact correct, so then we would learn out from here that an essay is docha, a los essay, and an essay, which is not true. Therefore, Ella, mi nazir, my time alone agreement. So why can't we learn out from nazir? Because again, nazir was unique. Because you go and question this, you can do ataras the darim. And therefore, since you can do ataras the darim, that's why this is not considered the paradigm for everything else. So too, in our case, hochanami, since it could be matired, you could go and get rid of this prohibition. So therefore, you can't use this as a paradigm to teach me that an essay is docha alo sasei. So the Gemara continues, that we're going to turn to Amud Beis in a second. Elaliola, we turn to Hey Amud Beis. The source of the drasha for an essay being docha los essay is mikra kama, from the actual first pasuk that we brought down from the hekish over here, the smuchin between tzitzis and shatnis. So we had said, according to the opinion of the Tana of the Rishmol, they had it was lafunuye, so it was extra. But the Rabbanan said it wasn't extra, so what are you going to do about that? Same Cain. If you want to tell me it's not extra, the pasuk should have said lema imkain lema kara tzitzis tasalach. It should have said tzitzis, not gedilim tasalach. Should have said tzitzis tasalach olucha gedilim lomali. So why did he use the terminology gedilim to switch over from the normal term tzitzis to teach bedafka the word gedilim? Ah, shma minah lafnuye, that it's extra, and therefore you could darshin out essays dochalosa say even according to those that don't hold like the Tana de Rishmo like the Chachamim, from the usage of the word gedilim instead of tzitzis. Where it says, no, that's not true. Halashiyuruhu diyasa, that's to come to tell me how many tzitzis there are in each kanaf, in each corner of your four-cornered garment. If it had said the word gedil, that would have taught me shnaim. You need two of these threads to go through the hole, which then becomes four. But since it says gedilim, that's plural, so it's arba, four go through the hole, and then it comes back around the other side, so therefore you now have eight, and that's what we have, the eight strands of the tzitzis. So gedilim implies arba, that's why you needed to tell me gedilim and not tzitzis. I say gedil, make first the two, and then ufo sleyu mitocho, and then double it up, so you have the additional four coming out, a total of eight. So it's not extra. And therefore, we're stuck again. Where did we learn out Esi Dochalos Asay from the juxtaposition of the Psukim of Tzitzis and Shatnez? So it says, you're right, Taka, that's a good answer. But I'll give you a different source. In Cain, the Pasuk could have just said, Le Makra Lo Suba Shatnez Tzemer Ufishtim. It didn't have to say the word Yachtov. It could have just said, don't wear Shatnez, which includes Tzemer Ufishtim together. Why did you have to tell me the word Yachtov? Obviously, it's talking about them being together. Yachtov lomali. Oh, shmami no lefnuye. That's the extra word. And that's where the Chachamim would learn this drush out. Again, the Gemara says it's not an extra word. Vakasi miboyeli. You need it. L'solchef shtei techifos chibur. That comes to teach me that if you only had one stitch attaching the wool and the linen to each other, that's not considered halachically shatnez. Utekifa achas einu chibur, because one stitch doesn't make it bound together. And therefore, you need it over here to tell me, yachtov, it has to be significantly together, which requires at least two stitches. And therefore, it's not extra. Igmor says, im kain, if this were to be so, then lichtov rachmana, the Torah could have just said, lo sishba silbash semer ufishtim yachtov. If you just wanted to teach me over here that you need two stitches together to be considered attached and shatnez, so then just say, lo silbash semer ufishtim yachtov, and then I would know. Why did it have to add the extra word shatnez? The word shatnez is extra. Oh, shatnez lomali, shmami no lafanoye. The word shatnez is the extra word to tell me that nesei is dochalos essay. Again, the Gemara says that's not good. But katzi miboyle, I could still question that because the word shatnez tells me how exactly they're intertwined. Shatnez is a nutrikon, it's an abbreviation for shua tovui venuz. What is that? So the word shatnez is coming to teach us a drush. It's not extra. It's coming to teach us that it has to be smoothed out. Shua means smoothed out. Rashi tells us over here that you need all three of these things in order to be overshot. Nis achiyat semer v'apishdon misukon yachad heitev b'masrek. It has to be combed out well. Shua is a lashon chalak of smooth glot. Nuz is a lashon of arug, woven together. And tavui means that it's spun. So therefore, that's what this word shotness is coming to teach us, and it's not extraneous, and therefore it's not liefnuye. And we're again back in our original question, according to these chachamim, where they learn how to nesis dochalos, I say. So Mori says, no, the word shotness is still unnecessary. Elakula mishotness nafka. You can learn out both of these things from shotness, from the fact that it used this unusual word. Granted, it teaches us shua, tavui the nuz, but it also can be used to teach us, since this word was a funny word, why didn't it say shua tavui the nuz? It used this contraction, this nutricon called shotness, so that therefore allows us to say that this is an extra word by using the solution of shotness rather than shua tavui the nuz, and therefore you can learn out both the extra word here, liafnuye, to teach us that an essay is dochalos essay. We learn it out from the juxtaposition, the smuchin of tzitzis and shotness. So we finally have concluded, and we now have the source for the Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, Ashkhan, we have now learned, either like the Torah of the Rishmo, or like the Chachamim, Dosi Asay, Bedochilos Asay, Gereda, that this teaches us that a normal Asay is able to be Docha, a normal Los Asay, a lower level Los Asay, one that is, quote, only a Chiv of Malkus. How do we know, however, that an Asay can be Docha, a Los Asay, Sheesh Bokaris? Los Asay, Sheesh Bokaris, Hecha Ashkhan the Docha. After all, our case that we say that Achos Ishto is not because of the extra words Olea, we don't say that it's Docha, the Los Asay of Koris over here, of having relations with Achos Ishto. It's not Docha that, even though there's an Asay. So where do we learn out that in general, that an Asay would be Docha, a Los Asay that is Yesh Bokaris? We needed a special word by the Achos Ishto to tell me that it doesn't apply. The implication is that normally it does apply, but where do we know that? So, lo saseh ki yesh b'kor is hech ashkan d'dochi. Where do we know that from? That we need the itzterich, that you should have to have a pasuk olel lemesre to say that it doesn't apply to Achos Ishto. So the Gemara says, let's learn it out from the bris milah. You'll have to do bris milah on Shabbos. Shabbos, if a person intentionally does something without hasra, then you chayiv koris on Shabbos with hasra and appropriate witnesses, so then it's mises based in a mis of skila, very strict prohibition to be mechal Shabbos. But if you didn't have the appropriate full gamut of hasra and appropriate edus, so then it would be an issur of karis. So let's learn out that since bris milah is docha Shabbos, if it's on the eighth day, then you do bris milah on Shabbos. So then, therefore, that's the source for an essay is docha los essay that is yeshbo karis. Where it says no, mala milah, milah is different. Now, they could have given another teretz, which we'll say in a moment, for Korban Pesach, and that is that it's a chi of kares, so bris milah. If a person goes through life without having a bris milah, zoch sa'iv kares, but we don't give that teretz here right now. We say, ma'la milah, shirkei nichrusu alea shlosh esrei brisos. By the giving of bris milah to Avram Avinu, there were 13 covenants, there were 13 usages of the word bris in that discussion, and therefore, bris milah is unique, and you can't learn out anything from bris milah. Maybe bris milah is unique because of the 13 covenants that we're listed with, so only here is an essay docha, a los assay of yesh bo kores. But by every other assay, we wouldn't be docha, a los assay of kores. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, so let's learn it out from Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is shechted on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach, Yud Dalet is Shabbos, so we shechted Korban Pesach. So therefore, that's where the source for an essay is docha, los assay of kores. So the Gemara says, no, Mala Pesach, Shekein Kares. The bringing in the Korban Pesach, if you don't intentionally bring in Korban Pesach and you're capable of doing so, then you Chayiv Kares. So again, this is unique. Maybe only over here by the Korban Pesach is it an Essay Docha, a Los Asse Sheish Bo Kares. Because even though Shabbos is a Los Asse Sheish Bo Kares, but since the Korban Pesach itself is a Chiv of Kares if you don't bring it, there's only two positive commandments, Bismillah and Korban Pesach, that if you don't fulfill them, that you Chayiv Kares. So maybe over here, by the Korban Pesach, it's different. Here, and only here, is an Essay Docha, a Los Asse Sheish Bo Kares, but by every place else, you can't learn how to binyanav. Okay, the Gemara says, what about the Korban Tamid? The Korban Tamid is shechted even on Shabbos morning. So that's a Los Asse Sheish Bo Kares, and yet we shecht the Korban Tamid, and the Mefarshim point out in all the other Korbanos as well, that were obligatory, time obligatory, so we do allow that. So let's learn out from there that an essay is Docha, Los Asse Sheish Bo Kares. So Gemara again says, no, Korban Tamid is unique. Mala Tamid, Shekein Tadir. The Korban Tamid, as well as certain other Korbanos that come on a regularly set basis. Tadir doesn't only mean for the Korban Tamid that comes every day. It can mean for Korban Musa that comes every Shabbos. And other Korbanos that come at set times. So therefore, they're Tadir, they come at set times. Korban Tumah comes every day, morning and afternoon. So therefore, you can't learn out here that a typical essay is Docha, Los essay Sheish B'Karvus, maybe only by the Korban Tumah, just like we said by Bris Milah, and just like we said by the Korban Pesach, those are unique. Okay, so these were three attempts and all failed. So Gemara says, okay, any one alone, we had a reason for, but let's combine them. Mechad lo asya, teisi mitarti. We couldn't learn out from any one of them, but let's combine them and see if we can learn out from the two of them. This one doesn't have that chumra, this one doesn't have that chumra, so maybe the underlying thing is an essay is docha los essay sheish bokaris. So the Gemara says, mehei teisi, which two are you going to use? If you're going to tell me Mila and Pesach, we'll learn out from the Mila is Docha Shabbos and the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, I can answer simply, Shekein Karis. Both of them are mitzvahs asei that have Karis. So therefore, these asseis are Docha, los asei sheyesh bo Karis. But in general, an assei is not Docha, los asei sheyesh bo Karis. So those two can't be good. Okay, let's learn out me Pesach for Tomit. Those are the two examples where an essay is Docha, los asei sheyesh bo Karis. Where it says again, Shekein, Tzorach, Kavoah. Both of these are Kabanos, the Tzorach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe there, an essay is Docha, los asei sheyesh bo Karis, but not as a general paradigm. Shmuel says, okay, let's learn out Mimila with Tomit. Let's learn it out from the Bris Mila and the Korban Tomit. Shekein Yesh no Lufnei Adibur. Gemara says, no, these were given before Har Sinai. And this goes according to the opinion that we had in the Gemara in Chagiga, Baliba, the Mandi Omar, Ola Shekrivu Yisrael B'Midbar, that carbon Ola they burned in the Midbar is a reference to the Olas Tomit Haba. That was the Olas Tomit. So this was brought even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. So again, no two of these can be combined. Each of them has an underlying common denominator that would say that this is only a din of Essei Docha Los Essei Sheish Bokaris for these two of those three, but not in every other case. Gemara says, okay, and learn it out from all three of them. Umikulunami. So Gemara says, you can't do that either. Because Shekein Yesh, Nalif Nehadibur, all of them, the bringing Korban Pesach was certainly before Matan Torah, that was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Bris Mila was certainly beforehand. And the mitzvah of the Korban Tamid, according to the opinion, it says, the Ola Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, Ola is Tamid Haba, so all of these were before the Dibur. And therefore, maybe that's why the essay is Docha Los Essei Sheyesh Bokaris. But in general, you can't learn out of Binyanav and say that an essay is Docha Los Essei Sheyesh Bokaris. So we're stuck again. What is the source for learning out an essay is Docha Los Essei Sheyesh Bokaris, that we needed the Pasuk Oleha to go and tell me that it doesn't apply with Achos Ishto. So the Gemara says, "Ela itzrich yinidi aleha by achos ishto," because I would have said on my own, "Sol kudai tochaminoch teisem mikibud avaim," that we can learn it out from the mitzvah of kibud avaim. Now, mitzvah kibud avaim is taught in the following brayse of the Tanya. Yachol, I might have thought ye kibud avaim docha Shabbos. I might have thought the kibud avaim should be docha Shabbos. Your father or your mother tells you to go do something that's also to do on Shabbos. I might have thought that the asay of kibud avaim should be docha the lo sasay sheyesh bo karis of being Mechal Shabbos. So Talmud Lomar, that would have been the paradigm, except that we have a specific pasuk to tell me that that's not true by Kibud Avaim. Because it says, Ishimo v'yaviv tiro, v'yesh shabsosai tishmoru. We have the juxtaposition of the pasuk that says, yes, you have to go and have awe for your father and mother. You have to have yira for your father and your mother. However, it also says that you shall have to observe the Shabbos. And that comes to teach us, Kulchem chayovim b'chvodi. Not only are you obligated, but so are your parents. Your mother and your father are chayiv, and therefore they can't tell you to go be mechal Shabbos. Now, my lab, isn't this the paradigm? Damalei, that the father or the mother said, please go and shech something for me on Shabbos or cook something for me on Shabbos. Damalei, shchotli or basheli, cook for me or shech for me, and this would be an issur of koris on Shabbos. And yet, if you didn't have the pasuk, eshav society shmoru, then I would have said the essay is doche, the lo sasei sheyesh bo koris. Oh, this is our paradigm. The time, and the only reason over here that we don't allow this is the koser rachmon, eshav society shmoru. But if it wasn't for this specific hekish over here telling me that since your parents are also obligated in keeping the Shabbos, so therefore, esav sosai tishmaru, this is why in this case we don't say essay is docha los asei sheyesh bokaris. But in every other place, here is the source where an essay is in fact docha a los asei sheyesh bokaris. Isn't this the answer? Shmuel says again, no, lo. And we turn to Vavam and Aleph. Who says we're talking here about an Isser Shabbos that is a lo sasei sheyesh bo karis? There are some prohibitions that are just, quote, a lav, a regular lav in regards to Ilchus Shabbos. For example, we're dealing here with lav de mechamer. Mechamer is leading an animal. Now, you're normally not allowed to lead your animals on Shabbos. Your animal is supposed to rest on Shabbos. If your animal goes and plucks the grass on its own, it grazes on its own. So you're not mechuyev to stop the animal from grazing on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to lead the animal. You're not allowed to do anything with your animals. But that is not an Isser of Kares. That is a lav. You're not allowed to go be mechamer to lead your animals. So maybe this pasuk, it says that when it says Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, it's only telling us that the essay would be normally doche the lo sase, that's not a lav sheyesh bo karis, it's just a regular lav of vachamer, and that's why over here we have a special pasuk to tell me that that's not true. But you couldn't tell me anything about an essay is doche lo sase sheyesh bo karis. But the Gemara asks, then why is it not doche? If it's just an essay against the lo sase, bafilu hochi lo dochi, so why is it not doche? Ella the kaimel to teach us the osi asay, the dochi lo sase in general. So let's learn out from here that's not true. We spent the early part of today's year and all of yesterday's year showing that an essay is docha lo sase. Why do we learn out from here that an essay is not docha lo sase? Let this be the paradigm, and instead of saying essay is docha lo sase, then this should be the paradigm that an essay is not docha lo sase. Are you going to tell me v'chitema shiny lavi de Shabbos? You tell me Shabbos is unique, and every place else essay is docha lo sase, but not by Shabbos, because de chamire, because Shabbos is so strict. But that's not true. V'atana bi'amokoi, the Tana here is talking in general, and this really introduces a new idea. So this is a good break point. It's a relatively short shiur today. It's a lot of derivations. I just did the Gemara with Rashi. We didn't go into it, really any of the Rishonim on the Daf too much. And there are different ways to understand this. Tosus has a lot of questions. See the large Tosus in on these Daf and that seem to argue with Rashi. Then there are those that defend Rashi. We learned it nice and simple. And hopefully everybody was able to follow the difficult rushes that we had in figuring out a way the essay docha lo sase, and we'll continue and pick this up tomorrow as to why we don't use this paradigm of mechamer by Shabbos to teach us that an essay is not docha lo sase. Stay tuned for tomorrow's shiur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.